isa. Good afternoon po. Ayan. Tayo po ba ay handa na magpuri sa Panginoon? Amen. We were encouraged this morning, shinare ni Pong sa atin ng Nehemiah 8:10. Sabi doon, "This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Amen. Let's all stand. Sinasabi din sa Psalms 30, sabi dito, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever." Are you ready to praise the Lord? Amen, amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for in your presence we have fullness of joy, O God. You are the cause of our joy, O Father, that inexpressible joy, that true and all-consuming joy, O God, that no one can give. Salamat, Panginoon, that we have that gift from you, O God. That's why we are here, that we can worship you freely in our midst today. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. Got joy. Why would I not sing of your praises even when troubles come? Why would I not worship forever? 'Cause I've seen the good you've done. And I'm not ashamed, I'm a sinner saved. No, I'm not afraid anymore. When the world calls foolish, you call freedom. Now I won't hold back anymore. 'Cause I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy, joy in the sunshine. 'Cause I've got joy in the sunshine, joy in the rain. You keep me dancing again and again, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. I'm letting go, I'm letting go. I'm wild in your presence until the sun comes up. You make me strong whenever I praise you, Jesus. You fill my cup. And I'm not ashamed, I'm a sinner saved. No, I'm not afraid anymore. When the world calls foolish, you call freedom. Now I won't hold back anymore. 'Cause I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. Joy in the rain, you keep me dancing again and again. Whatever comes tomorrow, I've got joy. Come on, church, let's declare that we got joy in our hearts. Amen. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart, hallelujah. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart, hallelujah. Pakisabi sa katabi mo, I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Joy, joy. Hallelujah. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That joy that no one can steal from us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have that joy in your presence, oh God. Praise you. Hold me in your arms. Never let me go. I want to spend eternity with you. I stand before you. Bless your name, O God, for you have
Do as that song say, not to give all what we have to you. From eternity to eternity, you are God. Lord, you are from the eternity past. Before everything begins, you are there. And whatever we see today, it came into being when you spoke. Lord, indeed you are awesome. And yet, we have this privilege of being called your children. You have given us that privilege. And we can call you Abba, Father. And whenever we come to you, Lord, you will welcome us with an open arms. Thank you for this privilege and favor. Thank you, Lord, for all the provisions, for guiding us. Thank you, Lord, first and foremost, for the salvation that we receive, for the forgiveness of our sins. Aside from all of those, Lord, you are giving all our needs. We thank you. Thank you for the whole week that you protected us. Thank you even for the last night, and even today we are here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for all the things that you are providing to us. In our Bible reading, part of that is in Psalm 103. And let me share some verses where I will be giving my exhortation. Psalm 103, verses 8 to 12, it says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." I just want to focus on that phrase. As far is the east from the west. How to measure east and west? Geographically, if we are talking in that manner, let's say Singapore, from Changi Terminal T5, that is the eastmost part. We're talking of the mainland. To Tuas, Westport, it's 49 kilometers. Philippines, not so much, because his position is quite unique. We used to measure north and south. US, the America, is quite similar to Singapore. We can measure from east of New York, east coast, to west coast of California. And we have 4,139 kilometers if you Google it. But when David penned this psalm, he was not talking of measuring distance, because how to measure east and west? You cannot measure that. It's limitless. They don't meet those two points. So God's forgiveness, similar to what he was telling, when he removed our transgressions from us, totally he removed it, similar to what Romans 5:8 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Ang atin pong mga kasalanan, pinatawad niya tayo. Gaano man yun kalaki, binaon na po niya yun. At hindi na niya nire-resurrect. Yun lang po ang hindi nire-resurrect ng Panginoon. We are forgiven that much. Sinasabi po ng salita niya, sin no more. Pagkatapos pagalingin yung babae or hindi pinatawad niya yung babae who was caught for adultery, sinabi niya sa kanya, sin no more. We are also commanded to sin no more. But just in case, since we are still on this vessel of clay, we are still sinning, we have this provision in 1 John 1:9. It says, whenever we confess to him our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. We can be assured of that. Now, at one point, Peter talked to Jesus and asked him, how often do I need to forgive a fellow believer who is offending us or offending me? Is it 7 times? Then the Lord replied, not 7 times, but 77. It's actually, to clarify, that is 70 times 7, meaning it's 490 if you will multiply that. If you are sinning against your brother, making mistakes daily, every day once, that will only be 365. But the Lord is telling 490. So how much can you go? But it's not really on the number. He's telling, let us forgive others just as God has forgiven us. Now, if you are still not a believer, and for those who are watching this, kaanoan po kabigat ang nagawa nating kasalanan, the Bible is telling that Even your sin is as red as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Even they'll be as red as crimson, they will be as wool. Sinasabi po ng Stuart Olliot, let me just quote what he said, the very worst sin that's ever been committed was the murder of the Son of God. Yet, the very best thing that ever happened on this planet was the death of the Son of God. If God can make the worst thing the best thing, He can make our failures, our disappointments, everything that we have done terribly wrong, can work for our good. God has granted us unique journey. Each of us are going through our different journey. Sometimes our paths are straight, but sometimes they have twists, they have turns. Sometimes we travel along dark valleys, gloomy, very lonely. But sometimes we are on the mountaintop, we can see nice view. We have different experience, but among all of this, across all of this, let us remember God is with us. Even when we are in terrible situation, God can still come out and can create something that is really bad to something which is good. God's love is beyond measure and has the power to turn even the darkest moments into our lives, into our victories. If God could turn the worst sin in history, that is the murder of His Son, the death of His own Son, into the greatest act of redemption, how much more can He use the brokenness in our lives for His purposes? No matter kung ano po ang nangyari sa atin, we've been or what we have done, God's love and forgiveness is strong enough to redeem, to restore, and to bring good out even of the worst in us. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we come to You in awe of Your infinite love and mercy. Lord, salamat po sa Iyong pagpapatawad sa amin for removing all our sins just as far the east is from the west. Kami po ay nagpapasalamat, fully grateful to the sacrifices of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can stand before You cleansed and redeemed. Help us, Lord, to live in the freedom of Your forgiveness and to extend that same grace to others. When we are tempted to hold grudges or seek revenge, remind us of Your infinite mercy and teach us how to forgive as You have forgiven us. Lord, as we go through life's highs and lows, help us remember that You are always working all things together for good, and we can always come to You. You will welcome us with open arms, even though how little, how insignificant we think we are. Lord, You will just welcome us because we are Your children. Thank You, Father. Thank You. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Pwede na po tayong maupo.
Good afternoon, church. Ayun. Mapagpalang hapon po, and I would like to ask you before we give our tithes and offering, pinagpala po ba tayo ng Panginoon? Amen. Amen. Indeed, the Lord is faithful. So may I encourage everyone that whatever trials or storms we are facing today, take heed because we have a faithful God. In that, I would like to invite all of you to read the scriptures with me. And Psalms 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Let our response be, in offering our gifts, we acknowledge God as the source of all we have. His presence assures us of His divine protection and provision. May our giving today be a testament to our gratitude and unwavering faith. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a grateful heart. Thank you, Lord, for being our refuge, our steadfast protector and provider. Lord, guide us in all we do, that we may dwell in your presence always and reflect your grace. May you open our heart and be sensitive to the need of this church. Help us to fill with your Holy Spirit, that we may offer our lives to build up one another for your glory. May these tithes and offering be used to spread your love and to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. Amen. With a grateful heart, let us give our best to our God.
I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. I've got joy in the sunshine, joy in the rain. You keep me dancing again and again, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. I've got joy in the sunshine, joy in the rain. You keep me dancing again and again, tomorrow. I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Hallelujah. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I got a joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. And now we have in my list 6 guests who have joined us for the first time. For those of you who have joined us just today, your names are written in this paper. So as I call on your name, maaari po ba kayong tumayo? We have Nerveline Rosadinho. Welcome. Remain standing. We have Julina Benosa. Welcome. We have Marites Daligos. We have Esther Nabal. And we have Sarah Jane Avelino. Welcome. And we have Becca Maure. And another one. Okay. Thank you for attending to our church. We welcome you. At the end of this service, in pong ating mga ushers, they will lead you to one of the room. We may need 5 to 10 minutes of your time to discuss and just share more about our church. Before we pray for them, are there anyone who are here also who have just came back? This is your second and even third time. Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Oh, we have 4. Thank you so much. And we have there. Thank you so much. Salamat po sa inyong pagbabalik. Thank you. Shall we stretch forth our hands to those who are standing and those who have seen those who came back? Also pray for them. Lord, we thank you for our guests, for our sisters who are here. And this is their first time here. We don't know them personally, but you know them, Lord, by name. We are praying for them, whatever their plans, their desires, their intention here in Singapore, Lord, you all know, and we pray that you will bless that. Lord, whatever things that they are going through, you know it. And as one congregation united today, we are just praying for them, for their, first and foremost, for their salvation. And then, Lord, for their lives and even their families back home, we just reach out. You are not limited by distance, and even here, you can touch their loved ones back in the Philippines. So, Lord, we thank you. And as they continue to stay here, listen to your word, ito nga po, Panginoon, na mag-root sa kanilang puso, and that, Lord, they will even desire more of you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bari, magkamayan po tayo, no? Let's go. Okay, this month is a month of October, so for those who are celebrating your birthdays this month, maaari po ba kayong tumayo for everyone to just greet you. Itas natin ang ating kamay towards them and let us also pray. Lord, we thank you for each and every brother and sisters who are here celebrating their birthdays or this month. Thank you, Lord, for the added year in their lives. We are grateful for whatever things that you have done to them, for all the blessings that you poured upon them, and we continue to pray, Lord, that there will be more fulfilling years in their lives. And that as they stay here with us in Singapore, continue to be with them and guide them, Lord. We speak forth blessings to their life to this day. As one congregation, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Mukhang gusto niyo pang kantahan yung mga birthday, ah. Parang sasabihin niyo, kakantahin niyo yata sa kanila ng we. Oh, mamamas ko na agad kayo. Let me highlight a few announcements, then we dive into God's Word. Firstly, our early morning prayer, dire-diretso po ito ng Monday, Wednesday, Friday ng 5 a.m., then Sunday, 6 a.m. via Zoom. So we encourage you to join us in our early morning prayer. So take note, dire-diretso po, join us our intercession ministry, morning 5 a.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Sunday, 6 a.m. Then this coming Wednesday, we will have our midweek prayer. So instead of in-person, we will have it po sa online, sa ating TLWF page, 9 p.m. You can join us, or if you are working, or later part nyo papakinggan, please feel free. So during devotion, you can listen also sa ating podcast na ito. Sa TLW page, 9 p.m. onwards, we would pray. Then also, we will have our water baptism this coming Sunday, next week. If the Lord has stirred your heart and to desire, calls you to be baptized, and you want to publicly declare that you are a child of God and you are saved, do sign up po sa iConnect so that we can communicate with you. So take note po, within this week po, kailangan namin para makakommunicate po kami sa inyo. Then also, we have our membership class. If you are desiring to be part of our this church, Living Word Fellowship, we will have a class ng 3rd November. And lastly, if you are a parent, we have changed our class ng Praise Kids ng during second service. We have moved our class ng second service po. The reason being, some things have changed sa ating mga kabataan, so we want to minister to them during the second service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just prepare our heart and start this time of worship. Napakabuti mo. Awitin natin ito sa Panginoon. Hallelujah.
Napakabuti mo. Aming Diyos Ama,
ang iyong likay,
ang iyong likay, luluwalhatiin ka.
Napakabuti mo.
Napakabuti mo.
Napakabuti mo.
Napakabuti mo. Aming Diyos Ama.
Yes.
Ang iyong likay, luluwa.
Just raise a hand and say, napakabuti mo, Panginoon.
Napakabuti mo. Di ka nagbabago. Noon ngayon, kailan pa man.
Thank you for this day that we are here. We recognize, Lord, your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, the reason why we are living, we have strength, is because of your grace and mercy. And we respond, Lord, remembering who you are, your greatness, and your might. At salamat, Panginoon, sa kabutihan ninyo. And I pray, Lord, open our hearts, Lord, to receive your word this day. Speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. A blessed day, everyone. Tingnan mo katabi mo. I'm glad you're sitting beside me. Yeah. That you are here today in our worship service. You know, a few weeks back, I was watching a documentary. I'm not sure whether sa YouTube ba or sa Netflix. Now, this documentary shows us there's a transition of values in people's life. There was a point in time where the values was, the focus was about family, about community, and about God. Look at the advertisement in the past. The focus was about God, community, and family. And the values was that. And then there's a sudden change. There's a shift, nagbago. And the focus now was what? More of self-focus, more materialistic, and more self-driven. There was a point in time, if I'm not wrong, it's 1960s to 70s, there's a sudden change. Dati, ang values ay about God, about family, about community. Then this sudden change, people now focus more on money, materialism, self. Now, interestingly, when values change, when society change, one area that change is also the song they sing. The song they sing will be seen if that those values has impacted your community. Kaya pakinggan mo yung mga kanta ngayon. Barang emotional, right? Songs are about depression. Why? Because that's something that's being ringing in the community, or culture. Now, while during the time when this value, there's a change, may mga song din na pinapakita, na pinapatugtog. Ay, papakita ko sa inyo. I think some of you know this one. Itong kantang ito. Sabi ito, cause we are living in a material world, and ama, material girl, you know that we are living in a material world, and I'm a? Kagini nung kanta yan. Oh, alam na alam ninyo. So you notice there's a change. Now, there's another famous song. Now, the message of this song, if you would Google, is a pursuit of lifestyle of luxury, living in a world of possession and social status. So, notice how it influences the mind. So, during that time, ito na yung pinapatugtog. And if you keep on repeating this song, it will just enter to the mind of the youth, the next generation, and they will live this truth. Now, previous this song, many years before this, there's another song. Ito. Money, money, money must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money always sunny in the rich man's world. And then there's a, aha. Alam niyo, right? All the things I could do if I have a little money is a rich man's world, is a rich man's world. What the writer is saying, if I have more, a little bit more, I'll be satisfied. If I have more money, a little bit more, kahit konti pa, I'll be satisfied. But the reality, the more you want, the more you want, the more you want, and you will never be satisfied. Now, this is 1976. Now, a few years back, another song that's been written about this topic. Ito ay narinig ko kay Donald Trump sa kanyang apprentice. The lyrics go, money, 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 money. Money. Money, 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 money. Money. Some people have to have it. Then the lyrics goes, for the love of money, people will steal from their. For the love of money, people rob from their own. For the love of money. And then the last verse, it says, don't let money rule you for the love of money. Money can change people sometimes. Look at the person beside you. Mm-hmm. May yumaman lang. Naku, umiba na ang attitude. Don't let money fool you. Money can fool people sometimes. Can fool. You are so attracted with this investment. You are attracted with this business. You are attracted with this business proposal. But it fools you because you want more. It says here, people don't let money change you because it will keep on changing up your mind. You see? Now, all this thing is nothing new under the sun, the scripture says. The scripture have warned us what will happen in the last days. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, but understand this, that in the last day, there will come a times of difficulties for people be lovers of self and what? Lovers of money, proud and arrogant. Not only that, he wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 6, he says here, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from their faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. I was speaking to my aunt once time. Nag-a-argue kami about this. And sabi niya, ang pera talaga masama. Totoo ba ang pera ay masama? So ayusin niyo. Ayusin yung tanong. Masama ba ang pera? Kasi wala pera. Is money bad? No. It's neutral, it's dead. Kahit sipain mo yung pera, hindi makagalit yan. Pero the problem is when you begin to love money, is how respond with all these things, with the riches and material things. I believe all of us agree that it's happening in our generation today, and we should not be surprised because God's word already laid it out for us. You see, brothers and sisters, we need to realize that the world has a different set of values. Iba ang values nila. When it deals with materialism, when it deals with wealth, riches, and money, they have a different values. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to seek the Lord and pray for wisdom so that we can manage the resources that God has given us. We also have to pray and ask the Lord to give us the godly principle that the Lord will transform our heart, that the Lord will guard our heart so that we will not set our eyes on the things of the world, but rather set our eyes fixed on Jesus. Because even Christian can fall into this temptation. The Word of God has given us timeless of warning, reminders and warning and principles how to deal with this matter. And I pray as we look upon God's Word today, we will be reminded not to fall into the temptation of idolizing money or the riches of the world. to the point that we neglect God and His purpose in our life. You see, Jesus mentioned about this in His Sermon on the Mount. And I would like to share entitled, Overcoming Obsession with Money, Possession, and Wealth. And we will be reading from Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 24. I invite all of us to stand as we read and give reverence to God's Word. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 24. Let's read together. Do not lay up yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye of the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Let's pray. Lord, we humbly come and ask for your Holy Spirit to illuminate your word. Lord, we know this is a tough topic. I pray, Lord, that we will have a good soil. Ang puso namin po ay good soil to hear from you. Holy Spirit, illuminate it. And Lord, give us a right biblical view of how we should manage our finances. And I pray, Lord, that you always remind us, lahat na bagay po ay hiram lang namin galing sa inyo. And I pray, Lord, that we'll be good stewards of what we have, and may we continually pursue you, seek you, and live in your will. Salamat, Panginoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I was reading a book entitled Managing Money in God's Way by Pastor Benny Ho, and he mentioned that Christian had two extreme view regarding finances or money. One extreme view is poverty theology. Mga extreme to. Ano bang poverty theology? It means that if you have wealth, that having wealth is wrong. It means that for us to please God, you have to live as a pauper, poor. Dahil ang basis niya ay sinusundan yung buhay ng mga disciple at Jesus. Kaya nga si Jesus, he said, there is no house that he will lay. Remember those texts? So this is one extreme thought. Now, in poverty theology, they say that if you voluntarily live this life, you have a higher moral excellence. And also, they view possession as curse. Kaya hindi ka pwedeng yumaman. Maraming mga ganyan na theology na pumapasok. Dapat if magserve ka, ganito dapat, ganito, ganito. Hindi ka pwedeng yumaman, hindi ka pwedeng, dapat isa na sapatos mo. Ganun ang mga view. You know, nawawala yung isa. The other extreme naman is this, prosperity theology. Ang prosperity theology is health and wealth gospel. It claims that financial blessing is the will of God for everyone. Lahat kayo yayaman. Totoo ba yun? Hindi. Ayusin nyo sagot. Na lahat kayo ay yayaman. Basta kung save ka, yayaman ka. Yan ang promise dito sa prosperity gospel. And we have to be careful, not all Christian will be rich. Some Christian the Lord blesses. And it's simply God's grace upon their life. Now, this prosperity gospel, ang focus dito is as long you have faith, as long you are able to claim it, name it, and claim it, then the Lord will bless you. Sasabihin mo, gusto ko ng Mercedes-Benz, yung kotse nandyan sa labas, yung kulay gray. Akin na yan mamaya. I claim it in Jesus' name. Prosperity gospel yon. It might not be necessary yours, but depends on your motive. Now, the focus of prosperity theology is this. Rather than focusing on God, it lowers down the expectation. Now, it's focusing on earth. Now, you have to listen carefully in the sermon that you listen online. You have to discern. Ano ba ang final point ng pastor? Ano ba ang pinapakinggan mo? Because if you listen carefully, ano ba ang objective ng tao yon? Ang tinituro niyon? Because if you listen carefully, is he directing you to love God or directing you to love your material blessing? That's one way to test prosperity gospel. Now, prosperity theology focusing on God, that you just God give and give and give and give, parang ATM. Ito ay extreme view. Now, both theology is half-truth. Half-truth yan. And we need to realize that suffering is not automatically a sign of disobedience, because in the prosperity gospel, pag ikaw ay sakitin, ay ikaw mayroon kang problema, ay yung finances mo ay hindi maganda, may kasalanan ka. Lago. Ganun. But not necessarily, because some Christian faithful are going through tough times. And we don't know the reason why, but we have to lay it, just trust the Lord that He knows His perfect will. Now, prosperity is not, then another thing that we have to remove, prosperity does not mean God's approval. Dahil na mayaman ka, the Lord is blessing you. Not necessarily, because maraming masasamang tao ay mayaman. Correct? Maraming masasamang tao na mayaman, ninako kasi. Likewise, being poor doesn't mean that you are more spiritual to the person who's wealthy. See, this extreme, we have to be careful. Now, having said that, it's important for us to understand that money, riches, and material blessing is neutral and is never intended for evil. It's never intended for evil. I mentioned earlier, kahit sirain mo, sipain mo, itapon mo ang pera, hindi magagalit yan. It's how we respond towards those things. Remember, God is the source of all good things. Amen? God is the source of all good things. And when God took the Israelites out of Egypt, what did God promise them? God promised them what? He will bring them to a place with the land flowing with milk and honey. Now, in Deuteronomy 8, God promised that the Lord will bring you up to a good land, a land of brook of waters, fountain, and spring flowing out of valley and hills. And you will eat and you will be full. So the Lord blesses people. And it's God's intention and nothing wrong. Now, if you look at the New Old Testament, there are people who are in the scripture or character that are wealthy. Katulad si Job. Katulad ni Joseph. Joseph was a man who was raised up by God and become rich, powerful, and wealthy. Now, in the New Testament, there are characters in the scripture who are also wealthy. One is Zacchaeus, Philemon, Joseph, and Lydia in Acts chapter 16. They were rich people that God used. Now, sabi mo sa katabi mo, okay lang yumaman. Again, ha? Ayusin natin to, ha? Hindi to prosperity gospel, ha? Okay lang yumaman. But we need to understand that money, possession, and wealth themselves are not wrong. The real issue arises when they become our obsession. When it becomes our attention. When we're so preoccupied of having more. When we are so fixated of the things of the world rather than focusing on the Lord. That's the danger. That's the danger. Now, we should understand that God has given us blessing. Remember, I told you about the Israelites when they were about to enter the promised land. God reminded them. He said, remember this, not to forget your Lord. Remember that I'm the one who brought you out of slavery. Paminsan, yung mayaman ng tao, nakakalimot na kay Lord. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, It reminds us sometime the blessing that we receive can become an idol of our hearts. And when it becomes an idol of our heart, the way we think, the way we live, the way we act is being controlled by that idol. And we have to be very careful, mga brothers and sisters. We must constantly seek God and be reminded that all that we have ay hiram lamang. And we are simply called stewards of what He has given us. Now, looking at our text today, there are three principles that I would like to talk on how we can maintain our eternal perspective and godly perspective when we're dealing with riches. For us to overcome obsession, there are three questions we should ask. For us to overcome obsession of wealth, first is a matter of affection. What is your priorities? Tanong mo sa katabi mo, what is your priorities? And second thing that we need to ask constantly is, how do you view things in life? It's about perspective, about how you see things. And lastly, who is your master? Who is your master? Now, in verse 19 to 20, Jesus gave an instruction, a comparison between two kinds of treasures. Sabi niya dito, do not lay up for yourself treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy, where the thieves break and steal. Now, let me define what's treasure. Treasure is something we value, something that is significant to our life. It can be a thing or a person. It can be someone or something we receive or earn. We value. Tanong mo sa atin, anong binabalyo mo sa buhay? Mag-isip kang konti yan. Now, notice here, when Jesus said, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break and steal, we can clearly state that it's not a person but simply a thing. A material or riches or wealth that's kept and that can be kept hidden or restored. Now, why did he use this moth and rust destroy? You have to understand how they keep riches those time. On those time, walang banko. There's no bank. Remember, you have to bring the context. You have to go down and understand the context. In those time, in Jesus' time, there's no banking. There is banking, but people don't trust. Bago pa yung banking. For them to store their wealth, they work hard and they will buy things. Such as gold, silver, perfume, alam mo yung alabaster jar, yon, precious stone, at mga damit. Those time, ang damit ay precious. Kaya yung kung may branded ang damit ng katabi mo, pwede yan itago dun. Branded. So it's precious. So what they will do if they want to store a particular treasure, like example, marami siya, may $500 siya, walang banko, ang gagawin niya, bibili siya ng mga item, kikip niya, idadali niya saan? Sa bahay. As some of them, they will dig a hole and keep it. You see the scripture, remember? He dig a hole and put it there. Now, that's how they keep those treasure. Yet, the scripture said, Jesus tell them, kahit itago mo yan, masisira yan. Masisira yan. Now, question is this, masama mang gawin to? Masama ba? Masama bang na magtrabaho ka at bumili ka at itago? Masama ba? Hindi naman masama. There's nothing wrong. Because you save, if you are prudent, you will not spend and spend and spend and spend money, right? What you do, you buy something precious and you keep it and you save it so that probably you sell it next time. It's being wise. It's being wise. A person has to be wise in managing resources in saving. However, the core issue here that Jesus was addressing is that people were what? Laying up for yourself treasures in it. What it means? Storing, stockpiling, and hoarding things that they don't need. To the point that ang dami na lang gamit, pero hindi naman kailangan, at dami na bakit? Dahil sa kanilang ego, sa kanilang pride. Sa inyo, ang dami yung pinapadam box sa Pilipinas eh. Kayo, nagpadala kayo ng palikbayan box? Yung mga lutuan nyo rin, di naman ginagamit. Nasa box pa rin. Right? Right? Yung mga tupperware ninyo dun, nandun pa rin sa box. So what happened, the focus now is running saving. They were spending and spending money. Why? Because it's prestige, status yan eh. And also kayamanan. Rather than trusting God now, because I have all this saving I have, I can just sell it. But problem, it can be gone. It can be stolen. It can be broken. You see, Jesus is concerned by people's captivation with riches and materialism. He was concerned because people's focus now is gaining more wealth. Para yumaman. They were preoccupied of hoarding earthly riches to the point that they neglect God and neglect what is important to Him. Kaya Jesus warned me, he says, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break and steal. Those time wala pang hollow block. Ang either kahoy or mga mud. Pinagpatong-patong. At madaling butasan at madaling kumuha. And Jesus saying this, all these things can be broken. It reminds us that our earthly treasures has expiry date and is just temporary. Lahat na kayamanan natin dito. It tells us there's no assurance and security in earthly treasure. I was speaking to just now a taxi driver papunta rito. Sabi niya, you Filipino ah? Yes. Yan na, ready na. So you Filipino, yeah. You know I have a friend. Buy many condo in Philippines. Lost all of them. Why? Nobody want to buy his condo. He bought it 15 years ago, but now nobody want to buy. And the value keep on dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping. Nobody want to buy. See, sa tingin mo, tataas pero dadandli ay. Because you depend on those. Rather than seeking God, Lord, eto ba ang tama? Ha, sabi ng agent, tataas. Now, I'm not saying na masamang agent, ha? Again, you have to pray and ask the Lord. Because those finances. It reminds us the earthly riches will fade away and eventually phase out. Tingin mo yung telephone ng katabi mo. Hindi naman yan 3310 eh. Ano ba yan? 5110. Yung tinatapon. Puro iPhone yan, Samsung. Oh. Pero after that, magsasawa ka rin sa iPhone mo yan. Makakabili kayo ng Oppo. When my mom died, 2020, I went back sa Pilipinas, 2023. I went to her room. Hindi ginalaw ni Papa, ang daming gamit doon. Ang daming damit. Most of them, iba ng amoy, most of them ay parang hindi na pwedeng maraming bag. And he just realized that all the things that accumulate, she will never bring, and all the things that we have spent. I was so excited kasi at the time our home was new, but when I came back, para ang lumang-luma na. You see, a lot of things in life, it can just an expiry date. It's just temporary, it fades out. That's why Jesus said, where moth and rust destroy. So do not store up treasures here. But rather, he said, lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth or rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Now, clearly in this text, it did not state how do you lay up treasures in heaven, but in the book of Matthew, few ways. Live for Christ. Walk in His life. Have His heart. And you see His life is He's always giving. He is always serving the Lord. Use the resources that you have for kingdom's expansion. Use it to help someone who's poor. Use the riches not to indulge in ourselves, but rather use those things that the Lord has given to bless those who are in need. Kaya sabi ni Lord dito, huwag kang mag, ano dito, sa earth, doon. Doon. Use all the resources that you have to build treasures in heaven. Now, to address this, ang hirap, sabi ko, paano to, Lord? How can, because many of us are living in the first one. Many of us, ang focus namin is treasure dito sa mundo. How can I change from living a life that out of my focus will be treasures in heaven? And this leads me to the first point. It's a matter of priority, an orientation of the heart. It's a question of our priorities in life. It's a question of where is our hearts, the orientation of our heart. Sino ba ang focus natin? It comes down to what we truly love. That's why Jesus said in the following verse, in verse 21, he said, for where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Now, how do you know? Do you love the thing? How do you know you value the thing? Let me give you a statement. Whatever your focus lies, whatever occupies your thought and your time, that is your treasure. One of my treasure is my child. Iniisip ko palagi anak ko. And it's not normal sa parent. Iniisip ko ang aking asawa, syempre. Kahit nakapikit, iniisip ko siya. Pogi points naman. When you wake up in the morning, what drives you? Are you driven by the Lord, your love for Jesus, or are you driven by other things? Are you driven by becoming really, really rich? Are you driven by, oh, magtatrabaho ako para mayroon malaking bonus para lilipad ako sa, ano maganda, sa Maldives? Oh, mag-iipon ako, I have more finances so I can buy this, buy that, buy that, buy everything. Buy that, buy that, buy that, buy this, buy that one. Daiso naman. What caught your attention? Ano ba yung focus natin? I tell you a story. I shared this early morning. Before I became a pastor, I said, Lord, make me feel rich. Not make me rich, make me feel, kahit feeling lang. I graduated sa economic. I took business. I did, then I took economic and finance. The reason why I took economic finance is because I want to be rich. This is finance. Wow, my finance. So I took that. My motivation was to get rich. My motivation is each time I go to CBD, yung mga nakasuit. Ang ganda ng suit, right? Wow, sabi ko, sana ganyan. Sana all. So I was inspired to see that because, yeah. So wear that. And my rule is this, Lord, I want to experience what to be rich. Then magpapastor ako. Yan ang deal. And the Lord opened a door for me to work in a company. Yung boss, we were at City Hall, 44th floor. And ang kailangan na damit ay suit. So nakabili rin ng suit. So feeling successful. Na feeling lang. Feeling. Wow, sabi, ganito pala. Ang daming labahin. So, siyempre, yung ego boost mo eh. Nag-i-ego boost ka eh. Parang, wow. Tapos pupunta ka sa Laki Plaza, nakasuit. Oh. Pupunta ka sa Laki Plaza, kakain ka sa level 4. Nakasuit. Oh, sino tong lalaking to? Ang ganda pa ng haircut. Nakasuit. Talo ka. And then, sabi ko, Lord, gusto ko ma-feel na nasa kotse. And the Lord opened door na pinahiram sa akin yung kotse ng boss ko. At hindi ako nagdadrive. May nagdadrive. Kaya feeling rich. Pakita ko pa picture eh. Ang kotse ay hindi lang normal car, Bentley. Thank you. Alam niyo yung brand na yun? Tapos may massage pa yan. Pag nakaupo ka sa harap, may massage yan. Imamassage yung likod mo. I was driven by that. I'm not saying wrong to dream, but I was driven for that. Sabi ko, Lord, gusto ko ma-experience to. Then mag-go ako. Pina-experience ni Lord. And the Lord speak to me through my devotion. Ayan ba gusto mong buhay? There's no contentment. There's no joy. You see, you can have all things in the world, but unless you don't have Christ and following His will, there will be emptiness in your heart. Kahit sabihin mo, ang ganda ng noos mo, nagpagawa ka pa ng ilong, kahit lahat. As long you don't have Christ, the one who really satisfy your soul, this emptiness in our heart. And the Lord taught me to reorient my focus to Him, the one who satisfy my soul. Hindi ko na masuot yung suit ngayon. Papakita kayo one time. Kitang-kita ang tiyan. See, if our priorities and our heart is oriented towards God, then we will not neglect things that's important to Him. And we begin to live life for His purpose, for His glory, and not for ourselves. The first question we should ask each day, what are our priorities? Second, the question is this, how do you view things and see things? It's about clarity, ambition, and purpose. Now in verse 22 to 23, it says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye is bad and your whole body is full of darkness, and then the light is in you in darkness, how great is the darkness? Now when I look at this at first glance, parang ang dali maintindihan. Kasi naintindihan natin the meaning of eye. Meaning of eyes is sight. Meaning of eyes is vision. Meaning of eyes is pagkikita. Tama? Now, lamp means what? Means it shines, it directs, it leads. Now, if you look at this verse, the eye is the lamp of my body in verse 22. It means the eye has a purpose, has an influence in the way the body moves. Because the eye is the lamp, which is like lamp that shines and directs where the body moves. Now, in this text, in verse 23, there's two description that describe the eyes. First is the eye, if your eye is healthy. Now, what's the meaning of this? In the Greek word is this, it means simple, clear, pure, singleness of heart, means free from inner discord. It means innocent, upright, and undistracted. Ayan ang ibig sabihin, healthy. Clear ang tingin, pananaw. What happened? Full of light. If your eye is healthy, your body will be full of light. Full of light means you have a bright character, matuwid, wise, righteous, sound. Now, there's another extreme. It says here, if your eye is bad, it shows us, it means if your eyes is bad, it is grievous, in poor condition, evil and wicked. It's the opposite of single-mindedness. And if your eye is bad, your whole body is full of what? Full of darkness. What does it mean? Full of darkness means evil character, ignorance of divine things, and easily associated to wickedness. Now, when I look at this, parang ang hirap naman. Ano ba sinasabi ni Lord dito? It means it's clarity ang view. For example, ano mas clearer, yung right or left? Yung right, right? Yung left, a little bit blur, hindi mo clearly see. So, if your eyes is healthy, it means you can clearly see your purpose, your direction. If your eyes is healthy, it means you know what God's asking you to do. You are living according to His will. It means the eyes is clear. But if your eyes is bad, it's blurry. Hindi mo makita clearly. What happened? You do all things that you want. For example, ngayon, kitang-kita ko si Brother Robert ngayon from here. Hi, Brother Robert. Wave your hand. Okay. Now, once I remove my glasses, ba't kayo natawa na po? I'm not sure who he is. Once I wear this, I know it's Brother Robert. Once I take this out, Kuya Norman, ikaw ba yan? I don't know. Once I remove my glasses, because I can't see clearly. The same thing. What Jesus is saying, if your eyes is clear, if you know your purpose, your vision is according to the will of God, then the way you live your life, you seek the Lord. But if your eyes are unclear, what happened? You live your own life. You're easily distracted. You don't know what's your direction. You don't know what to do. What you do, instead of seeking the kingdom of God, you pursue the world. If your eyes is bad, you become selfish. You become self-indulgent because you don't know in direction ng pupuntahan mo. Tingin mo katabi mo. Tingin mo yung mata niya. Ayaw niyong tingnan eh. Baka may... our eyes is important. Seer is metaphorically. It symbolizes, Lord, is if your eyes is clear, if you can clearly see the Lord's, if you clearly see the Lord's intention upon your life, then you will not sway to other things. But many times our eyes are bad because you're not looking for the Lord. Our eyes are on the things of the world. That was Jesus saying. You see, a true spiritual perspective enables us to see both God's desire for us and the world through His eyes. And then continue on, Jesus said, if then the light is in you in darkness, how great is the darkness? Sabi niya dito, and now let's other translation and amplified. If the very light inside you, your inner self, your heart, your conscience is darkness, how great and terrible is that darkness? You see, many times because of our stubbornness, we don't want to walk in the light. Some, kahit sabihin mo, kapatid, mali yung ginagawa mo, still living in darkness. Mga kapatid, if any one of you being nudged by God, and the Lord speaking to you, nudging in your heart, telling you na, set your eyes on the Lord, I pray that you will humble yourself, all of us humble ourselves, and say, Lord, gusto ko maging clear ang aking mga mata para ako'y makasunod sa direction ninyo. Second, first is a matter of priority. Second is a matter of what we see. Purpose, ambition. Lastly, the question of allegiance and loyalty. Who is your master? Who is your a matter of loyalty and allegiance? Verse 24, it says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Now, these don't need to be explained. Jesus did not mince his word. He just plainly directly to say this. You can only serve one and you have to choose. Either you serve yourself to pursue wealth and selfish pleasure, or serve God and seek his heart and his will upon his life, upon our lives. You have to choose one. You cannot choose one and leave both sides. Hindi mo pwedeng pagsamahin yan. Hindi mo pwedeng sabahin na, oh, mahal ko si Lord sa Sunday, pero Monday to Saturday, ibang mahal ko, the world. You cannot do that. You see, you cannot put them together. To serve God, it means to walk in faith. If we seek our own, it means to walk inside. To serve God, it means to stay humble. If you want to serve money, it means you have to be proud. And tendency, you become proud if you want to serve. If you serve God, you set our minds on things above. But if serve money, you become what? Focus on the things below, things on earth. But if you serve God, you focus on eternal things. But if you serve money, it will just be temporary. See, it's a call for all of us to make a choice. A call for total commitment. Sino ba talaga ang Lord ng buhay mo? When you surrendered your life to Jesus, sino ba talaga ang hari ng buhay mo? It boils down to our loyalty. Ask ourselves, paano ako magsisimula? How can I live a life for the Lord? Always remember to these two questions. Who owns you and who owns what you own? Balik-balikan natin to. Tanong mo sa tabi mo, who owns you? Many times we forget who owns us. God created us. We fall into sin. Yet the Lord sent His Son to die for us and redeem us. He owns us. And then who owns what you own? Kaganyan na yan magandang ilong mo. Sinong gumawa niyan? Sino nagbigay ng inyong kalakasan today? Sino nagbigay ng wisdom for you to wake up? Wisdom to make decision. Who gave you the resources now? Who gave you that sleepers? Who gave you that family that you have? It all comes from God. Many times we forget who owns what we own. When we think that everything in us is ours, we tendency becomes move away from the things of God. Be careful, brothers. You cannot serve money and you cannot serve God at the same time. You have to choose. Either you serve God and seek His will or serve money. And you know what will happen when you serve money? The scriptures say you will lose your soul. You might gain the whole world, but lose your soul. Money is good, I said, but don't be obsessed with it. Remember who owns you, and remember who owns the things that we have today. And when, if we remember that, there will be no pride in us in saying, dahil ako, or I did it my way. You know, kantang yon, I did it my way. It's no longer my way, but simply the grace and mercy of God. And you will not boast of your success, but simply, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Remember this, mga kapatid, hold lightly. And Benihu, beautifully, he said, our time, which is in the total sum of life, belongs to God. Our talents and ability are also God-given. Our treasures, our resources that God puts in our hands is to glorify Him and to edify man. We have a stewardship responsibility to manage all above faithfully and wisely according to the will of the Master. So everything that we have today comes from the Lord. So remember, hold lightly what you value greatly, because it all belongs to God anyway. As I close and call upon the worship team, 3 questions we need to ask each day. One is priority. It's a matter of affection, where your heart, your treasure is. Second, how do you view things? Pray that the Lord will give you clear insight. Ano ba dapat ang pursue natin? And lastly, who is your master? Si Jesus ba o ang iyong kayamanan? As I close, we need to choose each day this decision. Ano ba, Lord? Ito ba ang priority ko? Priority rin mo? Is it in the right perspective? When I act this, am I doing it in submission to you? So each day we must choose how we live. And let me end this with a few verses, a reminder to all of us. Sabi sa Hebrews, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be content. Now, I'm not saying that you don't strive. You have to strive. Be the best where God placed you. But whatever the Lord placed in your hand, be grateful and be thankful and be content. Amen? Matthew 16:26. It says here, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? You might gain the whole world, but lose your soul. You see, true riches I found in Christ alone and never been found in this world. Amen? Let's stand. Before we worship the Lord, mayroon akong papabasa sa inyo. Okay. First one, look at the person beside you. Sabi mo, okay lang yung maman. Sabi mo. Oh. Ha? Sabihin mo, bakit? Dito prosperity gospel. Ha? Okay lang yung maman. If the Lord's will. Amen? Yeah? Okay o lang yung maman. Next one, tell the person beside you, ito. Okay lang yung maman, pero ibalik mo sa Panginoon. Ay, nawala. Ulit. Naka-live to. Okay. Kasi ating nyo natin yan. Okay. Pressure tuloy sila. Gusto mo yata bumili ang bagong computer eh. Okay lang yumaman. Huwag lang yumabang. Tell the person beside you, okay lang yumaman, huwag lang yumabang. Kasi paminsan, marami tayo dito, yumayaman, yumayabang. Okay? If the Lord bless you, praise the Lord, huwag lang yumabang. Third line, at ibalik sa Panginoon. Tell the person beside you, at ibalik sa Panginoon. Last one, ang mga hiniram. Question. When you came here, when you were born, may dala-dala ba kayong kaharian? So lahat na biyaya natin ngayon ay just hiram. Kaya kung okay lang yumaman, wag lang yumabang. At ibalik sa Panginoon ang lahat nating hiniram. Amen. My praise that we have a right perspective of the riches that God gave us. And the greatest joy, greatest riches we have is because we have Jesus in our life. Because He satisfies. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord and just sing this song. Let it be our prayer. Nothing in this world can satisfy me. Hallelujah.
Nothing in this world can satisfy me.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, You alone can fill me up.
I could gain.
Here is Your goodness.
Only You, Savior. satisfy, O God.
It is your kindness and compassion that fills me up inside. It is your grace, your tender mercy. It is your presence in my life that satisfies.
It is your presence in my life.
It is your presence in my life that satisfies.
Lord, thank you for reminding us on how we ought to live. Set our priorities right. That's may you reorient, Lord, our hearts to focus on you. Because you said, Lord, where our treasure is, there the hearts also. Panginoon, inaalay po namin aming mga puso. Remove any things that would distract us from going closer sa inyo, would cause us to be derailed, Lord. And also, I pray that you give us clarity in sight. Give us vision. May our eyes be clear in the things that you have called us to do. So that we will focus, Lord, sa lahat namin gagawin, Lord, we will be focused on pleasing you and glorifying you. But also, Lord, if any one of us, Lord, are struggling in recognizing your lordship and submitting our life to you, we ask, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to come, Lord, to steer our hearts so that we would submit our life and recognize that truly you are the master of our life. You own our life. And you own the things that we own. God, come and remind us that you are our master and you have called us to be loyal to you. God, come and may this church, all of us, Lord, always recognize that our greatest treasure can never be found in this world. Our greatest treasure is knowing you and going deeper in the knowledge of you. So I pray, Lord, that we will walk deeper in our relationship with you. And may we love you more and more. Come, lead us, Lord. Be glorified. Let's just raise a hand and receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Lord, as we go in our way, remind us that you are always with us. Empower us with your Spirit, and may your word, Lord, dwell in each one of us richly. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody, tell that person, okay lang yumaman, wag lang yumabang. At ibalik sa Panginoon ang lahat na hiniram. God bless everyone.